This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. We are celebrating a win in Prince George today with...
Yeah, my name's Brandon Berwald. I'm with Deadfall Brewing Company in Prince George. So I am a co-founder, one of the owners, and sole brewer slash janitor slash whatever else needs to be done. So yeah, that's me.
Deadfall Brewing is a winner of a BC Beer Award from this 2023. You were announced as a first place winner in the specialty IPA category. That's a big deal. To me, it might even be a bigger deal than something a little more standard like Dark Ale or Pilsner. How do you feel about taking home the trophy in that category?
Each category has its own merit, own technical difficulties, and you know they're all great. Any of the winners of any of the categories are awesome. Specialty IPA tends to be a little bit bigger of a category because there are a lot of different styles in there. So, you know, we're talking black IPAs and red IPAs, white IPAs, and yeah, I guess cold IPAs as well. So it is kind of big. So a little bit more competition. And of course, everybody loves brewing a damn good IPA. So yeah, good brewers entering amazing beers. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that category, to be honest.
And I imagine it would have been exciting to be surrounded by your peers in the industry. In a sense, these awards, does it kind of act as a conference of sorts?
Yeah, so we had a conference 2 days before, and then this is kind of like the culmination of, you know, everybody being in the same place at the same time. So why not enter some beer, have some awards, celebrate each other? And so this is the first time we went down. We just opened last year. We're not very old. And yeah, I went to this conference and the awards, and it was like the who's who of BC brewing. I mean, absolute legendary brewers were there, and you know, they entered beer as well. And so it was amazing to be amongst the best of the best in BC. Just pretty mind blowing. And really nice people. I mean, what a great conference.
Was there anyone in particular that made your knees weak and queasy? Did you get butterflies in your stomach meeting some BC beer royalty?
No, I'm not really a huge fanboy in that respect. I mean, everybody's human in the end. But yeah, I mean, the guy that runs Storm Brewing, James, was there. And he's always so nice, so fun to meet. The first time I've ever actually met him, and you know, he's got quite the legacy behind him, so it was exciting to meet him and quite a few others. And yeah, I'm just this, you know, green guy with this green brewery cutting my teeth up here in Prince George and standing amongst, you know, giants in the industry. It was awesome.
Your business is so young, and to take home this accolade is very exciting. I'm curious, what do you think it will do for your business here in Prince George?
Well, I hope it helps. I hope we start selling more beer. I hope more people start coming in. Because, yeah, we started a year ago, and it's always hard to get your name out there as a new anything, really, you know, and grab people's attention and get them in for the first time. I know if people come in for the first time, they'll be back. But, I mean, I know there are people that, you know, read the news yesterday and today, and they're going, who? Like, people from Prince George are probably looking at this going, we had another brewery? Like, what? It's not Trencher Crossroads? Or, you know, there's another one? So... yeah, hi, it's us, and I think we're making some pretty okay beer, and yeah, come on in, and yeah, we'd love people to start coming in and trying it out. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully this award helps.
It should definitely help get your name on the map, and it feels like Prince George is in the midst of a bit of a beer renaissance here. We've got, you know, our macro brewery on the way up the highway, and we now have three micro breweries. This is very exciting stuff. Do you feel like this award might actually help put Prince George on the map of, say, the BC Ale Trail or other tourism opportunities?
Yeah, I sure hope so. Because, so Trencher Crossroads have both been open for quite some time now, like 2018, I think. And you go anywhere in the lower mainland, and the density of breweries, like breweries per capita, is just way higher up here. So, yeah, we just need a little exposure. And I think winning some awards might draw people in, and then they're actually going to come in and, you know, they'll try our beer and Crossroads beer and Trench beer and be like, oh, damn, this can actually brew. So that's very exciting. So I think it's going to help. It's going to help all of us. And yeah.
Right on.
Put PG on the map for good beer. We got good beer in the north. So be proud of that.
When it comes to the winter, the cold IPA, so it's especially IPA. Was this originally intended to just be a seasonal one-off beer?
Yeah, it's currently one of our seasonals. you know, like a nice, it's, so the style is interesting. It's a little divisive. There are a lot of people that don't really actually think it's a style or just think it's, you know, the same thing as an India Pale Lager. But there are some key differences in making it and how it turns out. I went right back to the source. So there's a brewery just south of the border in the Pacific Northwest, in the U.S. that kind of created this style a few years ago. And I kind of just listened to a bunch of podcasts and stuff and read some blogs as to what this brewery was getting at when they put this out and kind of just tried to do that. Because I've had a couple really good examples. I know another beer company down in New West makes incredible cold IPAs. So I think that's some of the first ones I had. And they're just crisp and nice, but they have that bitterness to go with them. So they're refreshing and they're hoppy and they've got that kind of rice lagery, crackery finish. It's just, so yeah, they kind of captivated me the first couple I had. So, I mean, if you go out and you like a beer and you own a brewery, go ahead and make one. But yeah, this was a seasonal. It's more of a summer beer, but I wasn't going to make it again until next July, but I think I'm going to bump that up just a little bit and I'll probably have it out again in, you know, late March, early April. So, you know, when the weather's starting to change and people are starting to shed some layers and get some sun, this might be perfect timing. So yeah, unfortunately it's unavailable right now, which kind of makes me feel bad, but soon we'll have it out again. Definitely intend to brew this one again.
We look forward to the spring then. This question, I guess, is for the beer nerds out there, but the process for brewing this one, like, it's a cold IPA. It makes me wonder, is it similar to lagering a beer? Do you have to ferment it at a lower temperature as opposed to most ales, which are more forgiving for that higher temperature?
Yeah, this one definitely. It's just like overall the beer is just, you know, super light. You want to dry it out so it's not very sweet. And then, yeah, you ferment it cold. You can either do that with slightly warmer temperatures with a lager yeast, or I used a cold-loving ale yeast and fermented it down around 13, 14 degrees. So it came out really clean and really crisp. And then, yeah, like I said, it's got that West Coast, you know, IPA hop character to it too. So you overlay those two things and, yeah, it's just a beautiful beer. It's a beautiful style.
Is there a particular brewery model or maybe even a beer that you aspire to? Where do you want to bring Deadfall to? What's your goal?
Yeah, like my goal is I'd like to keep it pretty hyper local. I mean, I love having my beer down in the Lower Mainland, but I don't know, I just like that small brewery feel, you know? It's almost like just home brewing with just a little bit more to it, but because we're real small right now. We run a 700 liter system, so 7-hex system, and anyone in the industry listening right now is going, oh damn, that's real small. And you know, our team is really small but amazing, love them to death. And you know, I don't want to get too much bigger, but yeah, some of the breweries that I really look up to are, like, obviously Brass Neck in Vancouver is just, I think that's my A number one. You know, they're doing it right. Their size is right. Their distribution is small. That's a lot of in-house. They're pretty hyper-local, and I love it. And, I mean, I cut my teeth in the brewing industry at Nokomis Craft Ale in Saskatchewan, too. And when I first started there, it was just, you know, me and the owner, Jeff, and the size. That size was very similar to the one I'm running now. I just loved it. I just loved that feel. Yeah, I'd like to keep it small. That would be ideal.
I've heard it said that the Kolsch beer is kind of like a litmus test for a lot of breweries. Like a lot of people say, oh, if you want to know if a brewery is any good, you should go in and try the Kolsch. And if the Kolsch is good, then you can rest assured they know what they're doing, and the rest is being informed from a good place. And if the Kolsch is bad, well, turn your tail and get out of there, right?
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like your Kolsch is well done, and not that I know anything. Did the cold IPA come before or after your Kolsch was created? I'm wondering about that.
It came after. So the Kolsch is one of our core. And I don't know what I was thinking, but we were opening the brewery, or you know, we were planning and we had a blonde ale. You know, you're nice. You always need your nice entry level beer that's, like, you know, not super hoppy, not super malty. So we had the blonde scheduled, and I scrapped it last minute, and I was like, I like the idea of this Kolsch, and I've had some good ones, and they're just a little snappier, really clean. So we had that one on there. So people come in looking for a lager, and that's the closest thing we have. But you're right, it's a style that there's not a lot to it. So there's nowhere to hide anything. So you do have to be a pretty good brewer and have pretty tight process to make a really good, clean Kolsch. Yeah, so that's one of my favorite beer styles, so I'm glad we have one on board.
So you were well past the Kolsch by the time you took the cold IPA under the wing, hey?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've been brewing the Kolsch for probably about a year, our first year. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we're only like a year and 4 months old, so, yeah. So,
great.
Relatively speaking, I was brewing the Kolsch way before the cold IPA, so, yeah.
Are there any particular seasonals that are coming up we can look forward to over the winter here?
Yeah, we got a number of nice other specialty IPAs on right now. So we have a red IPA, which we call the India Red Ale, and a black IPA, which, you know, most of us in the region of Cascadia, so BC and Pacific Northwest, we like to call those Cascadian dark ales. So we got one of those on, and I'm actually just brewing up my mild as we speak right now. So my English dark mild, and you know, I got a nice oatmeal stout that I'm going to throw some coffee at. So more of a breakfast stout that's going to be coming out next week. Yeah, I love my six core, but I also really love to mess about with a bunch of other styles. So yeah, I think I've brewed about 26 or 27 different beers to date. So in that year and a half. So yeah, I like to keep it interesting.
I've tried the Red India Ale or the IRA.
The India.
It was India Red at the time. Okay, great.
I did come up with that one came out last fall. I got to give props out to my buddy Eric Jordan in Ontario. That's his recipe. We were old homebrew buddies. I mean, still buddies, not homebrewing anymore together, but we homebrewed a lot. And, you know, I love my homebrewing roots, and I like to give them the respect they need. So I hit him up for a recipe because I knew he made a good one, and that one's his. You know, a couple minor tweaks to bring it up to the big system, but it's my buddy Eric's recipe. Good stuff.
Right on. I guess like any business, it's as good as the relationships you foster along the way.
Yeah, you bet. And I mean, the craft beer scene is pretty tight. Most of us get along really well and help each other out. So couldn't ask to be doing anything better than brewing craft beer for BC. So yeah. And we're streaming some more live awards tomorrow. It's the Canada Beer Cup, so nationwide competition that we entered a couple in, so that's tomorrow. And then pay attention to our socials and stuff. We like to do some cool things once in a while, and that's about it. Hope to see people down there. Yeah, come on in.
Speaking was Brandon Bearwald, brewmaster extraordinaire at local micro craft brewery Deadfall. Their focus on quality over quantity in small batches has led to a BC Beer Award for their cold India Pale Ale, claiming gold in the specialty IPA category.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program.